Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business Interview. I'm Sean Aylmer. Optus is getting a new CEO. Stephen Roo has resigned from running NBN Co. to take up the chief executive role at Optus later this year. It's a big job, not just growing Australia's number two telco, but repairing the damage done by last year's major outage and the cyber attack the previous year that saw data relating to more than 2 million customers stolen. But it's not the only news in the telco industry. Last week, Optus and TPG did a tower sharing deal worth around $1.6 billion and a bid to take on Telstra in regional coverage. Meanwhile, shares in Telstra, Australia's most widely held stock, have been heading backwards, down about 12% over the past month or so. It also announced yesterday that it was delaying the closure of the 3G network. And over at NBN Co., wholesale prices are rising, with costs flowing on to businesses across the country. Plenty happening in telcos right now, and when that's happening, we go to one person. Paul Budda is a telecommunications management and business consultant, and through his business, Paul Budda Consultancy, has advised more than 100 investment companies on transactions. He's also worked with governments around the world on telecommunications strategies, particularly relating to national broadband networks. Paul, welcome back to Fear and Greed.
Thank you, Sean.
So much going on in the industry. Let's start with Stephen Roo, the current NBN boss, joining Optus in November this year. What sort of jobs he got in front of him? He's probably got a lot of work right from infrastructure through to public relations.
Yeah, it's indeed an interesting move. Actually quite unexpected. It's also quite unusual that at such a level in the telecoms industry, CEOs just cross over, you know, from one job to another job. So yeah, a bit of raised eyebrows. Because there are competition issues, there are confidentiality issues, etc., that all need to be taken into account. But nevertheless, it's going to happen. And, you know, I think that from Optus' point of view, you now get the CEO, which has been incredibly well able to navigate through the political nightmare of the NBN, where you've got basically two opposing bosses on the liberal side and the Labour side who think differently about the NBN. And, you know, particularly the Liberal government was not very happy with the NBN in the first place. So, you know, that was a lot of issues that that Roo had to work around. And he did that remarkably well. Not that everybody was happy with it, but he was able to do that. So he brings a lot of political, regulatory insights, knowledge, experience with him into Optus, and Optus clearly is in need of that after the debacles of last year.
Okay, so what is his number one priority, or maybe his one, two, and three priorities once he joins Optus?
Yeah, I think there are quite a lot of issues at Optus. Optus is rather stagnant, yeah, so it's not really growing. There have been consistently issues about Singtel, the boss of Optus selling the company. Mm-hmm. You know, there has been too many rumors for a too long period of time to say, this is all not true. So, you know, there is definitely that issue. And if you want to sell the company, then obviously you want to have it at its best in relation to profitability, cost management, and things like that. So that will be definitely a number one issue. The other issues, of course, are in relation to the fact that Optus has lost some credibility. It hasn't had a lot of direct damage in customers, you know, that have gone away. But nevertheless, you know, the shine definitely is of Optus, and it has to be very careful in going forward. And new customers coming on board, you know, might think twice if they want to join Optus. So, you know, that are all sort of issues that are in the background as a result of the poor situation of the last 12 months. And the third major point is, of course, its relationship with the government and the regulator. Yeah, they are definitely not happy with Optus. There have been some serious mistakes, serious issues, embarrass the government, and that are not the right things to do. So, you know, he will have to do a lot of repair work. He has a good rapport with the minister. So that is definitely a good thing as well. So that are the three key issues I see that Roo will have to work on basically straight away.
Okay, same with Optus. I want to talk about the deal, the tower sharing deal with TPG between the two of them announced last week. Now, previously, the ACCC had blocked a deal between Telstra and TPG because of concerns over competition and Telstra's market domination. Now there's the tower sharing deal between Optus and TPG. How do these deals actually work? What's it mean for consumers at the end of the day?
Yeah, you know, in both situations, the initiative of Telstra and now the initiative of Optus, you know, are basically good for people in rural and regional areas. For the last 20 years, I've consistently asked for roaming situations whereby, you know, outside metropolitan areas, it's highly unlikely that you can make huge profits by duplicating or even have three mobile networks, you know, competing with each other in a market that's too thin for that. So I have been an advocate of sharing infrastructure in regional and remote areas, and then all three operators can utilize that network. A similar thing as we operate the NBN. Yeah. The NBN is a wholesale network, and others, you know, some 20 or 30 companies or even more are actually operating on top of that network. And that would be the same with the mobile network if you would allow for roaming. Now, this deal between Telstra and TP in the first place and Optus and with TPG now are not necessarily totally roaming, but it definitely is utilizing existing infrastructure to reach more customers. So in that respect, it's really good for people in regional and remote areas. They now have more choice. You know, in a situation when there was only Telstra, perhaps they now have a competitor. And in situations where they didn't have any signal at all, you know, there's now more of a chance that they do get a signal. So in that respect, you know, this deal is good. The reason why Telstra fell through was, of course, for competition issue. Telstra is already, you know, a very large and big company and would become even more dominant and harder to compete with. The Optus TPG is, of course, different. So that's the runner-up, yeah, the competitor. And I can't see that the ACCC will have much problems with allowing these two companies to work together.
Stay with me, Paul. We'll be back in a minute. I'm speaking to Paul Buddha, telco expert and investment advisor through Paul Buddha Consultancy. Okay, so you mentioned Telstra. A couple of things on Telstra I want to ask you about. The 3G network, which they were due to close in June. They've delayed that till August. I think they're worried about emergency phone calls. Just explain that. But also I want to ask you, Telstra just has been an underperformer recently. Obviously, lots of people own Telstra shares. I'm wondering why. But starting with the 3G network, what's happening there?
Yeah, so over the years, we've seen, you know, moving from what was simply called mobile to 2G and then 3G, 4G, 5G. These are all network upgrades, and these are necessary because we are more and more using the network, and there will be more and more mobile people on the network, and everybody is nowadays using it for data. 99% on the mobile network is data, only 1% voice. That requires, and then if you talk about data, you talk about video, you talk about games, you talk about all sorts of things, that requires a lot of capacity. And they all use, all these three, four, five technologies use spectrum, radio spectrum. And radio spectrum has a finite situation. There's not plenty of it that, like glass fiber, you know, you can go forever and you can have two, three, four, five cables. That's not the situation with spectrum. So there is also the aviation, there is the fire brigades, the police, you know, everybody is using the radio spectrum. So it's a limited amount that's available for mobile. And therefore, what they want to do, if you go to 5G or 4G or whatever, then you start reusing the old spectrum for the new system. So therefore, you can't just continuously to use the 3G system technology anymore, because the spectrum that's used by 3G will now be used by 4G and 5G. Yeah. So that's the reason why it's necessary. Now, some phones, 400,000 of them, you know, out of the 30 or 35 million phones that there are in this country, 400,000, less than 400,000 of them are still utilizing the 3G technology or within 4G, an older version of 4G. And that means that those phones won't work anymore after the shutdown of the 3G network. Now, many of these phones are basically not in use or are a second or third phone that people are using. So lots of them are not really active in that respect. But nevertheless, there will be tens of thousands of phones that are active. And these phones need to be replaced by new ones if you want to continue with your mobile service. And that's a bit of the issue that, again, it became political. If it becomes political, the minister has to step in and, you know, everybody complains, oh my God, you can't do this. So it becomes political. And Telstra and Optus have to do a better job in informing the last sort of few 400 phones that are there. So what's next is happening is that Telstra is sending a particular message to everybody who still has an old phone and makes a mobile call to indicate that that phone can't be used anymore after August. Now, that's what is happening at the moment. Hopefully, most people that are still using those phones are then prompted to do so. Others who made the decision that they don't want to do that, quite obviously, you know, they might be in a situation that they don't need to upgrade the phone because they already have another phone. As I mentioned, it might be the second or third phone. So,
okay, Paul, we are totally out of time, but just very quickly, Telstra's share price has been going the wrong way for Telstra shareholders, at least over the past month or so. Is there anything much in that from where you stand?
I mean, it's a global situation, Sean, because what is happening is that telecommunications companies are further and further put back into a utility sort of environment.
Yeah,
you know, it's very, very difficult for them to come up with all sorts of new services that create new revenues. You know, again, there was the big hype around 5G. You could, all sorts of new things would happen and there would be, you know, rivers of new revenue would flow in. None of that is eventuating. And that's the continuous message now for the last 10 or 20 years. Since the internet arrived, since the smartphone arrived, a lot of the extra value is going away to, you know, call it the big tech companies, the digital companies, the Googles, the Facebook, the Amazons, etc. And there's very, very little hope for telcos to actually tap into these new revenues. So it's still a good job. It's a utility. But, you know, then you have to start looking at them as gas, electricity, water, etc. Yeah. And then obviously the share prices are rather different.
Paul, thank you for talking to Fear and Greed.
My pleasure, Sean.
That was Paul Buddha, telco expert and investment advisor through Paul Buddha Consultancy. This is the Fear and Greed Business Interview. Remember, this is general information only and you should always seek professional advice before making investment decisions. Join us every morning for the full episode of Fear and Greed, Australia's best business podcast. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your day.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.